Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, starting with a look at livestock. And wow, cattle futures had a very nice day at the end of the day yesterday.
They sure did, Dave, as we saw triple-digit gains in our cattle complex, some contracts even closing up the daily limit. Now, today, we will see the live cattle with the expanded $4.50 trading limit, while the feeders will still have their normal $4.50 trading limit. There was a real lack of bullish news to go along with that large gains in the cattle futures yesterday, so as a lot of people today scratching their heads trying to figure out exactly what really did cause the cattle to go higher. Now, we did see choice box beef down 24 cents yesterday, select boxes down 32, total movement of 183 lows, cattle kill 107,000 head, cash feeder index down 40 cents, and a reminder, Friday is the monthly cattle on feeder report. April cattle yesterday closed up to $3 limit, May feeders also up to $4.50 limit, and April lean hogs down $1.07.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at these grain futures, kind of a bit of a slow start yesterday, but ended up finishing gangbusters higher across the board yesterday.
Yes, not only was it a slow start, but we actually saw most of our wheat, corn, and soybean futures make new lows for the week early in the session, and then they rallied to close on a positive note. Much like the cattle complex, the grains lacked fresh bullish news. The overnight trading last night gapped higher on the opening, and with support coming mainly from Wednesday's strong close in the grains and a large sell-off of over $3 around the 3 o'clock time period yesterday afternoon in our U.S. dollar, all this helped give us some support. And we have backed off the highs of the session overnight, but at the moment, May KC wheat's up 4.5, May corn's up a penny, May soybeans 3.5 cents higher, May cotton down 4 points, May crude oil trading $1.51 lower. We're looking at the June dollar index now 36 cents higher, and June Dow Jones futures trading 37 points lower.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time this morning, and we'll visit with you again tomorrow. Look forward to that, as always. That's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.